The Christian race is easy when the runners are strong and the course is smooth. But oh, it is very difficult when the hearts are heavy and the hands nerveless and the limbs are weak and the way is rough and steep. This is a quote coming to you from the pulpit commentary. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Striving for the Mastery. In this particular broadcast, we will use as our main text, 1 Corinthians 16:13, which says, "Stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." Now, this is an exhortation that the Apostle Paul gave to the Corinthian believers. He said to them, stand fast in the faith. What he meant by that was be firm in holding and defending the truths of the gospel. Be firm in maintaining what you believe to be true. Don't be vacillating or wavering. Then he said, quit you like men. What he meant by that was be courageous, be manly and firm in your contest with your enemies. Don't be a coward or timid or alarmed at your enemy. And then lastly, he said, be strong, be bold and brave, be firm, be fixed, be steadfast, be strong in your adherence to truth. Stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Now, when we think of this exhortation, we think of the church today. And unfortunately, in the church of our present day, we find many who are struggling in these areas. Instead of finding those who are standing fast in the faith, who are being courageous, who are standing for truth, who are being bold, brave, and fearless, we find these kind of conditions, weak hands and feeble knees, fearful hearts, those that are weary and well-doing, those who are falling, those who are fainting. Okay, let's look at these for a minute. First of all, the weak hands and feeble knees. You find these words in several scriptures, like for instance, Isaiah 35:3, where the word of God says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Hebrews 12:12 says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Nehemiah 6:9 says, for they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. And lastly, Zephaniah 3:16, in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. Okay, so you heard words like weak hands, hands which hang down, hands weakened from the work, hands that are slack. The hands are the symbol of one's strength. They represent action. But when you talk about weak hands or hands that are hanging down, that are weakened from the work or that are slack, we're talking about a spiritual condition where the spirit is drooping or sinking or hanging down, where the believer is unable to work or to fight. Of course, you can't have this where believers cannot work for the Lord or fight the battles of the Lord. And then you have feeble knees. We heard a reference to feeble knees. The knees support the frame of the body, and they represent fortitude and endurance. Well, when you have feeble knees or tottering knees, you're unable to stand. Spiritually speaking, you can't stand for the truth, stand for the Lord. You can't walk the Christian walk when you have feeble knees. And you can't run your race when you have feeble or tottering knees. The hands and the knees, as we already made mention, they represent the powers of action, motion, and progression. So it's very important that the hands and the knees of the believer are in good condition, spiritually speaking, because they represent your action, what you're doing for the Lord, your work for the Lord, your motion. Are you moving onward, forward, and your progression? Are you going on in the ways of the Lord? Weak hands and feeble knees. Now, spiritually speaking, this is synonymous with talking about a timid, a fearful, and desponding frame of mind. It's talking about someone who is unable to continue the combat, who's exhausted in battle, someone who's ready to sink under their burdens, who's tempted to turn aside, to get out of the race altogether, to give way to doubts and fears. When we mention weak hands and feeble knees, we're talking about somebody who's discouraged through distrust and groundless fears. Someone who's distressed with the difficulties of life. And someone who's disheartened by repeated opposition from the enemy. It's no wonder that Paul told the believers, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Okay, the second condition that we find in the Bible is the fearful heart. And we hear mention of this in Isaiah 35:4, where it says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Now, those of a fearful heart, they're the believer who's faint-hearted, gutless, afraid, timid, and trembles before his enemies, is disposed to flee before the enemy, would rather run than fight the battle, and gives up the cause. Is it any wonder that Paul said to the believers in Corinth, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. The third condition that we find in the Bible is those who are weary in well-doing. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. 2 Thessalonians 3:13 says, but ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. To be weary. Here you are doing the work of the Lord, and you become weary. Weary, you become annoyed, dispirited, become tired, despairing. You start slacking your pace. You're tiring in your duty. You're losing heart. And oftentimes, it's due to a change in your circumstances, or you suffer great losses, or here you are doing great good for people, and you're hit with their ungratefulness. They don't appreciate your work. You become weary in well-doing. Well, it's no wonder that Paul said, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Be strong. Then the fourth condition is those who are falling. We see reference to this in Job 4:4, where it was said to Job, thy words have upholden him that was falling. This is somebody who's sinking under the weight of affliction, sinking under pressures of life, the pressures of life, sinking under calamity or the trials of life. To this one, Paul is saying, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. And the last condition is fainting. And we find reference to fainting in Psalm 27:13, where David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, for which cause we faint not. Luke 18:1 says, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Revelations 2:3, Jesus said of the Ephesian church, for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Fainted. Believers faint when they suffer harsh and bitter things. They're tempted to faint. They become exhausted by reason of the nature and the number and the continuance of their difficulties, their discouragements, or their persecutions. They're tempted to shrink back and to even give in to evil or to quit the service of Christ. Matthew Henry said, even the best saints are subject to faint when their troubles become grievous and tedious. Their spirits are overwhelmed and their flesh and heart fail. It's no wonder that Paul said, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Now, to those who feel as though they are fit these conditions, to those who feel like you have weak hands and feeble knees, you have a fearful heart, you're weary in well-doing, you feel like you're falling or fainting, well, God's word has something to say to you today. Out of Isaiah 35:4, the Lord is saying, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come. He will come and save you. What the word of the Lord is saying to you is, if you have a fearful heart, focus on God. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at what the enemy is bringing against you. Behold your God and focus on him and his promise. He will come and save you. Zephaniah 3:16 to 17 says, fear thou not, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. And here the prophet is saying, focus on God. Get your focus on God and his power and his presence. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee, he's with you. He's in your midst. He is mighty. He will save. And because of that, then you are to respond in this way. Hebrews 12:12 says, wherefore, knowing this is true, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. We go over to 2 Chronicles 15:7-8. And here we have Asa receiving a prophecy from Oded the prophet. This is what Oded said to the king. He said, be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage. Notice what it says. When he heard the words of the prophet, he took courage. And I say to you today, you who are hearing this message, the Holy Spirit is saying, take courage. Do like Asa. Take courage. You may feel as though you have weak hands and feeble knees, that you have a fearful heart, that you're weary in well-doing, or you're falling or fainting. But the word of God is saying to you, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come. He will come and save you. The Lord thy God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Now, in closing, I want to draw your attention to one of God's wonderful creatures, his little feeble creatures. In Proverbs 30, verse 26, we read about the conies. It says, the conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. And then in Psalm 104:18, it makes reference to the conies. It says, the high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. Now, these conies are about the size of a rabbit. But one thing about them is they're very conscious of their own natural defenselessness. They realize their own defenselessness. They have soft feet, and they can burrow as a rabbit can. But what they lack in strength, they make up for in wisdom. Because these little creatures, they know that they are so feeble and so weak, but whenever danger is around, they have enough sense to go run into the rocks. They secure themselves in the rocks. They have the wisdom to make the rocks their habitation. And they realize that they are stronger in their retreat than all the power that can come against them. They may be the tenant that is weak, but the habitation is certainly strong. They make their houses in the rocks. Whenever at the least approach of danger, they dart into their den. They find shelter in the rocks where they set the beasts of prey at defiance. And you know, we find David acting just like the coney. In Psalm 61:2, it says, this is David speaking, he said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David was saying there, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is faint, when my heart is feeble, when it's overwhelmed, when darkness and calamity is covering my soul, when I feel like I'm being suffocated by sorrow or troubles are sweeping over me like mighty billows. Oh God, lead me to the rock, Christ Jesus. Because he knew that the rock, as Isaiah 40:29 says, the rock gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. David said, lead me to the rock, because like Psalm 138 verse 3 says, in the day when I cry, you will answer me, and you will strengthen me with strength in my soul. Oh God, lead me to the rock, because like 2 Samuel 22:40 says, the rock is the one who girds me with strength to battle. Lead me to the rock when my heart is overwhelmed. Let me be like the coney. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Asa heard the words of the prophet and took courage. Hearing this message today, the Lord is saying to you, take courage and stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Run to the rock that is higher than you. Make your house in the rock. Our time is up for today's broadcast. but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Striving for the Mastery. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.